Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, Abby, what would you do? You find some gifts hidden in the trunk of your boyfriend's car.
Oh my God, I have a boyfriend?
You have a boyfriend.
That's the only thing you
heard. It's Christmas! And he has a car!
Is it a nice car?
It is a nice car.
Is it like a big trunk?
Yes.
Does he have a big trunk?
Yes. And he cannot lie. So you find some gifts in the trunk of the car, but you know for certain these gifts can't be for you. What do you do?
Okay. Well, now I have questions. How do I know they can't be for me?
Okay, well, then let's ask Erica because she's in this exact same situation. Hey, Erica, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay. All right, so explain what happened that has you suspecting your man's cheating on you.
Okay, all right. So I've been dating this guy, Charlie, for about 5 months, and he's really cool. I really like him. But I just think some things are off. Like, he never introduces me as his girlfriend, and I'm not really sure that he's not seeing other people. Like, whenever I bring it up, he says he doesn't want to, like, set rules or define the relationship too early because, you know, it might ruin all the fun we're having. And, like, I'm not the best at relationships. I haven't had many relationships, so I try to stay, like, laid back about this and be very much a cool girl about things. But I really need to know what's going on, especially after what I found the other day. So 2 days ago, I used his car to run to the store. And while I was loading the groceries in, I found several shopping bags filled with women's clothing, like things like a purse, sunglasses, and some gift boxes and Christmas wrapping supplies. And all these clothes are completely different from mine, and the sizes are way too small. And, you know, it's not like Charlie has any sisters, and it's definitely not stuff he would buy for his mom. So I'm like, who are these gifts for? You know, if he's seeing someone else, then he obviously is more serious with her because he actually told me that we should set the gift limit at $100. And these things were way more than that. Can you help me find out, like, if he's seeing someone else?
So there you are at the grocery store loading the groceries, and you're in the parking lot, and you open the trunk of the car, and you see all these items. And I would have done the same thing as you. Oh, you're going through the bags. You're looking at the tags. You're looking at the sizes. You're looking at everything. And you just, I mean, some dudes are a little oblivious when it comes to sizes. Are you for certain that none of this is for you?
Totally. Okay. Yeah, there's no, it's unmistakable.
And I'm assuming he has no business to where he would have like these types of clothes in his possession either.
No, not at all. Unless he like lives a life I don't know about.
Yeah. And I could see too, like if you confront a guy about this, because I think we've actually had this excuse before, or, you know, one person's excuse, another person's reason, whatever. And he'd be like, oh, well, my buddy didn't want his wife to see him, so I'm keeping him in my trunk for him. Like, so if you were to confront him, I guarantee you, like, that would be, could potentially be one of the reasons he gives you as to why those items are in the trunk of his car.
Oh, yeah. Dudes are going to try and justify just about anything, especially when they're caught red-handed. I don't know why. I was picturing them, like, wrapped in the back seat. So I'm like, oh, I would probably, like, give him a shake and see if they're for me. But if I'm going through and I'm a size, like, whatever, and it's four sizes too small, and it's like a little baby tee.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wonder who he's seen.
But again, Erica, you've been dating, you're calling him Charlie for 5 months, and you guys have never had the exclusivity talk?
No, because, you know, if I try to broach the subject, he's like, I don't want to define what we are. You know, we're having a lot of fun. Why do we ruin things? You know, I don't want to ruin things.
I feel like the fact that he doesn't want to define the relationship after 5 months and doesn't want to claim you to other people is just as big as a red flag as those gifts in the trunk. I mean, when you put all those things together, I almost feel like you have an answer before you even seek for one.
I completely agree. I read this book by Steve Harvey about relationships. I think it was Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And I will never forget this because he was like, there's three or four P's that a man will do when he loves you. And one of them is profess. And he's like, if your man is not professing to the world that you are his, he's being shady and he's hiding something. So I think there's definitely something going on with this guy.
I'm curious, what are the other P's?
Penis.
No, it is not.
No.
Wanted to pee, I was thinking.
It's one of them. It's like profess, provide, protect. It might be those three. If there's more, I'll bring them up on another segment. But those are the three that I remember. He will provide for you. So if he's setting that $100 budget, I mean, it's not exactly providing for me, but protect. For, he ain't protecting you with this.
All right. So, Erica, what we're going to do is we're going to do our To Catch a Cheater War of the Roses. Because obviously, if he has the gifts in the trunk of his car, he would have bought them for somebody specific. So we will send him an email pretending to be a florist, see if he bites and sends flowers to anybody, what type of flowers and who he sends them to. And we'll touch base with you tomorrow and see if we can get you any answers. Okay.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome.
The Bird Show.